No, I mean, you're just scared. Hey, baby, I got your money. Don't you worry. I said, hey. Oh. Baby, I got your money. Hey, welcome back, gamblers. This is Good Better Bets. I am your host, Tony DeGoglio. Tony Diggs. Just normal ass Diggs. I am joined by Todd McComas and Kyle Gumpy.
Hey, buddy.
How's everything going, boys?
Yeah, I like the song choice, I'll tell you that.
That was
it's going.
Courtesy of Bubba Gumpino, who is, in fact, as you just heard, afraid to bet baseball.
Slander, Tony.
No, no, you just said you're afraid to bet it.
Calling him out.
You said we were sticking to NFL.
That's not what I said. It's not what I said at all. I mean, if you're a real degenerate, like the people listening to this show, you bet it all.
Well, if the people who follow my Action Network see, I'm betting MLB tonight.
Incredible lead-in. Hey. We are sponsored by the Action Network, myaction.app/Bubba Gumpino to follow his, Bubba Gumpino.
Yes, sir.
myaction.app/Diggs to follow me with an S.
Yep.
myaction.app/Todd McComas, or just Todd, sorry.
Just Todd.
Just Todd to follow Todd's picks.
I'm the only Todd on there, and evidently. Then,
so that's for all your gambling information, all your gambling needs, tracking bets, all of that good stuff. Green Dot City.
Green Dot City.
To place these bets, go to FanDuel, and I believe very, very shortly, if I heard correctly, we will be able to do that mobily through FanDuel in Indiana, where we currently reside.
And that's when the big money starts rolling in.
Yes, that'll be very, very nice to do. FanDuel.com/McAfee. $500 risk-free, up to $500 risk-free bets if you sign up FanDuel.com/McAfee. Speaking of our fearless leader, Pat McAfee, he is calling a game tonight, Temple at ECU, and that's where we will start. I believe the current line for Temple and ECU is 12 points.
Correct.
Do you guys have any thoughts on that game anoche? That means tonight.
Yeah, I got a thought. Yeah, two good teams. Temple smoked ECU last year, though, with a lot of the same players, and ECU got slaughtered by NC State and Navy and only put up a combined 16 points in both those games. Temple's defense is traditionally Temple tough. Their offense is performing well. I have them covering tonight.
You have Temple minus the 12.
Minus the 12.
Gumpy, you got anything for tonight?
I'm with Todd there. I'm not going against Temple.
Okay. I am going to go with the total here. I'm going to go under. Because Temple's defense has been very, very good. They gave up 2 points last week to Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is dog shit. Not that that means anything. But ECU's quarterback this year has not lived up to the hype that he did last year. So I don't think ECU's going to score much. And Temple on the road, I think ECU's defense can play a little bit. So I'm going to go under. I believe the over-under right now is currently at 47.5. So I'm going to go with the under tonight in that ballgame.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, I like
that. I mean, why would you?
The logic is sound.
Let's hope it goes better than last week.
What do you mean?
You took the under on Pat's game last Thursday, did you not?
Well, last Thursday, it should have been under.
Okay.
It was Memphis and Navy. Is that who we're talking about?
Yeah.
Or no. Yeah. Memphis and Navy.
Yeah.
But everything on paper indicated it should have.
If it wasn't
the under
for
was good.
A kickoff return, and then for some reason, out of nowhere, Navy's quarterback learns how to throw the ball. I mean, he only played quarterback 5 games last year. Played running back 8 games last year.
Yeah.
Memphis was like, we'll just let him fucking throw deep balls over top. That was a fluke, okay?
Yeah, it was a tough. It was this a
week,
hot start.
This week,
game.
We're back.
I like this.
This
pick.
Week, we're back.
All right, let's do it.
I'm with you, Tom.
I have one more college game tonight before we get to the NFL.
I'll accept it.
Will you?
I don't even know if I have a vote, but yeah.
You do.
I like what you're doing.
Gumpy, is that cool?
It's a deep dive. Go ahead.
Oh, it is a deep dive. It is South Alabama and Georgia Southern.
Oh, boy.
If you remember last
key
week.
Matchup.
If you remember last week, I enjoy these little games very much.
I love
very,
it.
Very, very much. Let me give you a stat here. South Alabama is 114th in yards per play, and they've scored in their last three games 17, 13, and 6.
That's not good.
Not great. And then Georgia Southern is 129th in yards per play.
Oh.
Not great at offense.
Not great, Tom.
I think you know where this one's going.
I know where it's going, baby.
I'm also going the under 47.5 in this one as well. Big under guy tonight. So let's just hope for no points tonight.
Can I just tell you how much I love Diggs in the under.
I fucking love the under.
It's pretty close to Tony unders.
I loved
the commitment is at such a level you rarely see.
Then there's a lot of people like, you can't bet the under, life's too short. Well, fucking life's too short to also lose all your money as well. So if they're winning, go fuck yourselves. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Go get fucked.
I also like, I don't know. There's something about the over that I just do not like. I don't like betting it.
Anytime I bet a full game over on a baseball game all year long, not even fucking close.
No, it's, I mean,
it's fun to bet when you do it.
Sure.
Because you're excited.
Yeah.
But then you go and you realize what's happening.
It's fucking 3-0 after the first quarter. And you're like, well, my night's fucked.
Yeah. It's way more fun, especially in games that you don't care about who wins and who loses, to bet, to be on the side of points exactly. versus stops.
Yeah.
For sure. But you know what? You got money on the line.
But like last week, so it was 21-14, I think, after the first.
Yeah.
And the under was like not looking great. But then they didn't score in the entire second quarter except for that one kickoff return with like 1 minute left. But then we were still almost there. It only went over by five. It's like you're always kind of in it if you have the under.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm completely wrong. I don't know. I don't care. Go fuck yourself.
I just love it.
The other game tonight is a NFL football game. It's not an important game. Watch the game on ESPN. That game is much more important. But if you are going to bet it, we do have some thoughts here.
Yeah.
Start with you guys. What do you guys think?
Gump.
I love this game.
I know that you do.
You?
I'm not touching the points. Give me the Seahawks money line.
Okay.
-125. The Rams, I'm not sold on Jared Goff. I never have been. They haven't been great all year. They could have lost that game to the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
They got blown out at home by the Bucks. Seahawks at home lost to the Saints.
Yep.
Looked good in Arizona last week. I look for the Seahawks to win by a touchdown here, I think.
So I'm staying away from this game because I can't really get a read on either team.
I'm with Gump. I take the Seahawks -1.5. I mean, they're coming off that home loss against Tampa Bay. They don't lose at home much. I think Russell Wilson comes out guns blazing, a lot to prove. The defense is going to come out and want to make a statement after giving up 55 points last week. I mean, I think they come out balling.
And it is wet and a thunderstorm
in Seattle. Is it?
Yes, sir.
See, the thing that made me stray away from Seattle here.
Yep.
They beat the Cincinnati Bengals by one at home. They got trounced by New Orleans at home.
Yep.
They beat the Steelers on the road by like four, maybe. Who knows if the Steelers are good or not.
Yep.
And they won at Arizona. So, they seem to be pretty bad.
I don't have the stat here, but I think if you go back and look at the Seahawks losing at home two times in a row.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's not great.
Astronomical, some
would
say. I'm
sure it's not great. I mean, I'm not saying to take the Rams, and I'm not saying to take the Seahawks either, because the Rams gave up 55 or whatever Todd just said to Tampa Bay.
I mean,
Goff stinks on the road.
I love the Seahawks.
Seahawks have a good defense. That's unusual. Now, there's something about Tampa Bay, which I guess we'll get to that, and I think that scares me.
Is that a little teaser?
I don't like Goff, more importantly. I don't believe in him at all. Mm-hmm. I think everything, all success that comes on the offensive end of things for them is strictly coach-related. I think it's obviously good enough to be a middle-of-the-road quarterback.
And Todd Gurley. Coming off a short week as well. They're not giving him the ball on a full week.
He said he does not like, he hates Thursdays.
I'm calling it right now. They can protect him all they want. He's done. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm just saying, and this is why I think I've grown as a gambler.
Uh-huh.
If I can't get a read on either team, I'm not going to
touch
the game.
Hey, if you're not feeling it, you're not feeling it.
There's one thing we always say on this show, Tony. Don't force it.
Yeah,
we're not going to force it.
Don't fight your gut.
America's
good, better bets. Don't force it.
I like that. No means no. The U.S. of A. The U.S. of A. also doesn't know either. The percentage of bets is split 50-50.
Yeah.
They don't know who to take either. Percentage of money, 51-49.
Wow. Pretty close.
All right. So that's for tonight.
Okay.
So let's stay in the NFL. Let's go. Let's just roll through Sunday.
All right.
As we did last week. I think we went 87-1. Is that our record?
I mean, I think that's
combined.
I only saw green dots on mine. Combined, I don't know about yours.
Combined, we were 87-1 last week.
Yeah.
So
I agree. Yeah, I think
so. Probably
like that.
Think about what we're saying here.
Well, give or take a game. Maybe.
First game on the slate. By the way, there's like 13 or 18, maybe 1 o'clock games. And there's two 4 o'clock games. So it's going to be a busy 1 o'clock for Green Dot City come Sunday. First game that I have, the Buffalo Bills go to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
And I took this as one of my games.
I love this.
Dude, I did too.
Johnny, I'm on.
And I hate how much I love it.
Yeah.
This is seems like a trap line to me.
Sure.
But I'm still going to do it. I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans -3. And we're going to lose. I have a great feeling.
The Titans, I took the Titans last week plus the 4 in Atlanta. One. And it was the game I was most worried about because I cannot get a read on the Titans.
Yep.
They're
up and down.
I'm taking them -3, but they're just as likely to show up and lay an absolute egg at home.
I mean, with no Josh Allen, it does seem like a trap line, and that was a bit concerning. But you know what? I was just one of the best defenses in the AFC, one of the tougher ones.
Two of the best. Against. Yeah. It's going to be a low-scoring
game. Right, and so with one team minus their starter and the other starter coming off the best game of the season so far, maybe his life.
Yep.
I got to go with the Titans -3.
What was the over-under on that, Tom?
The over-under, it's low. Hold on, let me pull it up here.
It was too low for me to take.
38.5?
I was thinking the same thing.
I mean,
you know what? I would even double down on a parlay on that game.
And the undie?
Titans and the under.
I might even tease the Titans to +3 and take under 44.5. I don't know.
Now maybe, you're talking.
Maybe we
language.
Get fucking weird here.
Now you're talking.
But if you're new to gambling and you're like, oh, the Titans -3 and Josh Allen, Bills scored 10 last week. Well, this is the easiest pick of the week.
Yeah. I mean, the Bills need.
We're warning you that you're probably going to get fucked here.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bills.
I just think they need turnovers. Mariona's not throwing an interception.
The Bills.
Very unusual for him. Fucking Statty McGee.
As bad as
fucking
the Bills.
Statty Todd's back.
Did look. They did almost beat the Patriots last week.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Whether Barkley or Allen was in there, I mean.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. That's why
we're
all fucked.
They were
within
a drive to win.
I mean, I'm taking the Titans, but I'm warning everyone that we're going to lose this one.
Yeah.
We're all in the Titans.
You were warned.
We're all going to lose. I mean, that's just as simple as it is right now. The next game, 1 o'clocker. Very, very exciting game. A lot of fucking bets, I assume, coming in on this one. The Arizona Cardinals are +3 at the Cincinnati Bengals. I personally feel if you touch this game, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I'm not touching it.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows what's going to happen between these two teams. Nobody knows.
No way.
The only way I would lean on this is you're getting Cardinals at +3 at +100.
You got
That's the only way.
If there's
way,
a lean, in a game like this, you take points just because that's a smart thing to do. Yeah. But who the fuck knows?
No way of knowing.
It's so crazy to me because the Bengals did look decent week one in Seattle.
They did. And then they also looked decent week two. They were beating the Bills until the fourth quarter. But week three, they got trounced by the Niners. Week four, they got destroyed by probably the best team in the league in the Steelers.
So are the Niners and Steelers good and the Bengals aren't that bad?
I would hope. I would like to think that.
Right?
Personally, I'd like to think that.
I don't know. I'd rather watch the coach's arm wrestle, to be honest, than I would watch these teams play each other.
I'm just intrigued by the Cardinals just because I want to see what Kyler Murray does. I've watched all his games this year.
He's an athlete.
Yeah.
But stay away.
Yeah.
Stay away.
Stay away.
Actually, this one does intrigue me. Atlanta Falcons +5 at the Houston Texans. My personal opinion, this is not one of my picks, but if I had to, I think the Falcons are definitely a stay away team right now. And I would take the Texans -5 just because I don't trust the Falcons. But I'm not going to touch this game either because the Texans are another up and down team.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to live in the basement with you on this one. I actually laid action on this and taking the under 49.
Okay, Todd.
Both teams are 3-1 on under plays so far. Houston hasn't covered the over in their last 6 home games. Atlanta has scored the 5th fewest points in the league this season. Everything points to the basement.
Tell you what, I love when Stat Todd shows up, and he has shown up in a big way today. Gumpy, do you have any?
I would lean the same way as you, but I watched the Texans lose at home to the Panthers last week.
So correct. Yeah. And what was the score?
13-10?
And then their last home game was 12-10 or whatever against the Jags.
Yeah.
That goes to Todd's point of the under there.
They haven't really put up points since the first game against the Saints.
Right.
No, well, they had that incredible second half against the Chargers where they had the comeback there. But, yeah, at home they have not. Mm-hmm. At home, they have not. So that's it. I like your under. You know what? I like your, yeah, your under a little bit.
I'll ride, with you there, Todd. I like that.
Rivalry week. That's a tough one to say.
It is. Rivalry week.
Baltimore.
I can't even do it right now.
Baltimore Ravens. -3.5 go into Pittsburgh. Obviously, I don't bet on the Steelers games. I don't even have an opinion on this game. So you two can take this away.
Go ahead, Gump.
I will hand this over to you, Todd. I don't know what the right word to say is. I have a weird allegiance to the Steelers.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, pal.
With Diggs and Nick. And I don't like to go against them.
Well, I normally do because I happen to be a Roethlisberger fan, like big time. Mm-hmm. But
on the field.
Yeah, he's not on the field tonight. I got Baltimore at -3. I feel pretty good about it. I mean, I don't know. This is probably a dumb one to lay action on, honestly, if I had to say that one way or another to the listeners. But I don't like how Baltimore's defense has been playing. They've been very disappointing. And I feel like with the lack of the deep ball threat with Mason Rudolph, because they were playing way more conservatively than they definitely would with Big Ben, a lot of short passes, trying to run the ball, that stuff. I look for the Ravens having a better game here, like a confidence booster out of this game because of the lack of the deep ball threat. They're going to have more luck with their pass rush and all that stuff. And they're... offensive attack, I think, is going to be run the ball, eat the clock. So I think they control this game very well. -3 isn't going to be hard
cover. This is a massive game.
Huge game.
I mean, if the Steelers win this.
If the Steelers win.
You got the Browns going into San Fran on Monday night. This division is an absolute dogfight.
Correct. So if the Steelers win this one and the Browns lose on the road Monday night against San Francisco 49ers, Pittsburgh Steelers are first place in the AFC North, just where they were supposed to be. Let me read this real quick. I saw this nice little tidbit today. Ravens' first two wins of the season turned out to be against teams that are still winless in the Cardinals and the Dolphins. And their defense has allowed back-to-back games of 500-plus yards of offense. So let's hope that keeps going. I don't like it. Next game. Love this game. Put a big bet on this game. Chicago Bears, -5. Not at the Oakland Raiders. Oakland Raiders technically are the home team, but it's in London.
Sure.
The Raiders flew to London after Indianapolis, so they didn't have to go back to the West Coast and then go all the way over to London.
Smart.
Smart move. I'm taking the under.
What's it at again?
40.5. I don't think the Raiders score more than 3.
It's probably a good bet.
Maybe 6.
This one just scares the fuck
out
of me.
And the Bears with Mitch Trubisky... I don't see them fucking scoring either.
Yeah. Without?
Sorry. Without Mitch Trubisky. Daniel.
I see them scoring more points, but that is still a number I like Chase, there on the under.
Chase Daniel is a lifetime backup quarterback for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
There's a reason why the Chicago Bears drafted a quarterback.
I think it's sad that they... do have to feel good about Chase Daniel other option.
I get what you're saying, but they shouldn't. But throwing wise and the way he plays, I don't think he's any worse than Mitch.
No,
I don't think so.
I think with either one of them, they're lucky to
at least Mitch gives you a running threat.
14 points.
But I think Derek Carr, I don't know if this is a game last year where he cried. I wouldn't be surprised if he cried again playing the Bears defense.
He's going to get beat up, I can tell you that.
He does not like that.
25th game in London that they've done, and they've still yet to have one with two winning teams in it.
That's a damn shame for London.
Well.
That's a shame for London, Tom.
I don't feel bad for him. Did you see what they did to Mel Gibson's kids?
I'm taking the under. I don't think either offense is going to score. I mean, the Raiders defense looked good last week.
I don't. Yeah, if I had to bet on this, I think I would go the under.
Do you guys have anything else?
Nope. I'm not touching it.
Okay, let's move on. Another offensive explosion game. Jacksonville Jaguars +3.5 at the Carolina Panthers.
This is a game I really want to see. Because it's like battle of the backups. You know what I mean? Like I just really want to see who wins that battle. But I would never dream of laying action on this. I have no fucking idea. I mean, Carolina's looking good.
Carolina's defense all of a sudden is good too, man.
Yeah.
That's that little they got a shot in the arm because Cam's not doing his bullshit anymore.
Maybe they just don't like Cam, to be honest.
I mean,
but I like Fournette all of a sudden.
They don't like Cam wearing his babushka around all day long.
Do you think any team would take a flyer on a trade for Cam?
Yes, 1,000,000%.
Where's the landing spot?
Anywhere that needs ticket sales.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Or anywhere that feels like they're just a quarterback away from winning. I mean,
Denver.
Denver in 1 second would
huge
trade for
market.
Cam.
Yeah.
In 1 second would trade for Cam.
That's probably the best place.
I'm leaning Jags here just because it's 3.5 points.
You get
the 3.5.
Mm-hmm. I think it's gonna be a good game.
Yeah, it's I don't see a blowout coming in any other direction.
Tight.
So that's mine. Gumpy. Minnesota Vikings -5.5 at the New York Giants.
I love the Giants here. +5.5. I mean, I don't think Saquon's gonna play. If he does, it's just icing on the cake here. The Vikings are an absolute dumpster fire right now. I mean, if there's a game to turn around, I guess this could be it. But I think the Giants are just riding high right now, and I'm sticking with them.
They were a dumpster fire against the Chicago Bears. One game before that, they blew out the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a game before that, I believe they blew out the Atlanta Falcons. No, they played the Green Bay. So they've been up and down.
Yeah.
It's time for them to come back up. I like the Vikings.
Yeah.
I think the Giants' defense is horrendous, will continue to be horrendous. Kirk Cousins will have a good game with Stephon Diggs, with Adam Thielen against this horrendous secondary. Dalvin Cook goes off. Danny Dimes has a tough time against a really good Minnesota Vikings defense. I think there's just a big overreaction on one side to Daniel Jones and on the other side to the Vikings, and I think water finds its level here.
I agree. But I'm taking the under. I feel safer in the under. I do think that Minnesota is going to win this game, obviously, but I don't think either team is going to score a lot. I don't think Danny Dimes is going to throw for more than one touchdown. I can tell you that for sure. If he does, it's going to be in garbage time. And I think, you know, with Kirk Cousins, what does bother me a little bit is with all this smack talk with the receivers and Cousins back and forth is what they're probably come out and fucking just dominate. You know what I mean?
That's my thing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go
with what I've seen so far out of Cousins, and we'll see that performance again. And it's the under is a safe bet.
I'll eat the hat on top of my head before I bet on Kirk Cousins.
And I'm the same way with the Giants defense. I mean, I don't know what to fucking tell you.
Yeah. That's probably the worst defense in the league.
They were. And then they dominated the Redskins, that fucking team, which leads us into the next fucking game.
Uh-huh.
New England Patriots -15 at the Washington Redskins. I'm hammering the Patriots here.
Yeah. This is Jay Gruden's last game. He's done.
The Patriots just scored 16 points total. And Tom was not happy with the offensive performance. So I think their offense comes out and scores over 30, which Washington has given up every single game.
Yeah.
And then the Patriots defense, have they even given up a touchdown yet? Did they give up one last week?
No one even knows who the Redskins quarterback is.
No.
It very likely is going
to
be
I think the Patriots, to cover 15, I think, have to score 21 points. And I think they're going to score over 30. And I don't see the Redskins scoring more than 17. So I like the Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I'm laying off of it, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't hate what you're doing.
I mean, it's a big line.
Yeah.
It's a big line. But in my head, Washington doesn't score. Patriots do score. They get right on offense. Patriots cover. That's just my thinking.
All right.
This one, however, though, is too big of a line for me that I'm not going to touch. Jets +13.5 against the Eagles. I don't like it.
No, too big for me.
No, not at all. Is Darnold playing or no?
He returned to practice today, but it's still non-contact, so I doubt that he plays.
You can't throw him in there. His spleen's gonna explode.
No, which I hear is not great.
No, evidently it hurts a lot. Yeah, it hurts a lot.
So Eagles are up and down. They're still banged up. They had a really good performance Thursday night against the Packers, but
I'm not sold yet.
Yeah, I'm just
enough to take that, you know, those that many points.
Staying away. Staying away. Tampa Bay Buccaneers +3 at the New Orleans Saints. Todd, you had something on this or no?
No. No, it's another one I'm going to lay off.
Same. I was leaning Bucks, but I don't want it to be like
there's something
recency bias.
Yeah.
I love the Saints money line. I'm not touching the points.
What's that at?
-162. It's
minus
actually not bad.
That's pretty good.
Saints at home at that number. I mean the Bucks blew out the Rams. We all saw it, but you don't know what you're gonna get with Jameis Winston.
No, you don't.
That's the whole thing.
Especially
man.
The Saints defense is good too, man. And like, but they just shut down the Cowboys. I mean,
but that's the reason I'm not taking it. There's something going on there with Bruce Arians and Jameis Winston that it's scary for me. I mean, he may come out and eat a dick. You know what I mean? But he may come out and fucking throw for 500 yards and 4 touchdowns. I mean, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I'm...
If Breeze was in there, yeah, but...
I am staying away from that game. Let me see what the public's doing in that game. Who are we talking about?
Saints-Bucks.
Saints-Bucks.
Teddy ball game.
Apparently, I don't see them. Oh, here they are. 52% of the bets are on Tampa Bay. And 70% of the money is on Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Wow.
I like
it. Could be an overreaction.
I like Teddy, well, man.
It might have been like, because the line I'm seeing here started at 6.5 and now it's down to 3. Mm-hmm. I would have definitely jumped on Tampa at 6.5.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
3's a much different number.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, Teddy went into Seattle and won, beat the Cowboys last week. I mean,
he's doing great.
Doesn't have to do that much. He just got to win games.
Yeah. Agreed. Denver Broncos +6.5 at the San Diego Chargers.
I have no idea.
Is this one of your picks?
I love this game.
Who you like?
Under 45.
Okay.
Broncos in divisional games hit the under 7 straight. Chargers in divisional games have hit the under 9 out of 11.
Okay.
Hey.
Under 45. Thank
fucking
you.
Trendy Gumpy.
Look at these trends, dude.
Yeah,
that might be my pick of the week, to be honest.
I love that.
I like that.
This is one of those games where like the Broncos end up winning for some fucking reason.
Yeah, that's exactly.
0-4, they look horrendous.
The Dolphins were up on the Chargers last week.
Yeah.
At a point.
Yeah, yeah.
But I imagine Gordon's going to get a lot of touches this week.
Don't use the Chargers. Don't use the Dolphins beat up on the Chargers. It was for like 13 seconds
first
in the first quarter.
It's great.
It was 7-3.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
And then it was never ever close after that.
We just show up in the first half. Then we just
pretty good
up
first
the,
half
yeah,
team. Yeah,
give up in the second half because we want to go 0-16.
No, you're pretty fucking bad. Packers. Here we are into the big 2-game 4 o'clock slate. Packers at Cowboys. I don't know. You guys.
I'm gonna love watching it. I can tell you that, but I don't know, man. I don't know if something with Aaron Rodgers and his offense is not clicking like it should. Plus, Davante Adams. Without him, that's a big fucking deal. I think with these young receivers.
I watched Jordan Howard run wild on that Packers defense in Green Bay. Mm-hmm.
So
I'm gonna say you're gonna get a lot of Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love the points, but I would touch Dallas money line -160.
Oh, you got a 160 on FanDuel. We got it here at -184.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. I mean,
I just want to watch and I just want to watch it, and enjoy it.
Also, this is one that I don't have to bet on to enjoy.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
since it's
same with me.
Since the other 4 o'clock game is Denver Chargers, which not a lot of interest in. I might just sit back and watch this one.
Yeah, because I love to root for Aaron Rodgers. I love to root against the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And both teams are good. Both teams have their own little issues that's preventing them from securing that level, putting them over the top.
Yeah.
I watched Jordan Howard go for 115, and he hasn't ran the ball well at all this year.
No, and Miles Sanders is good, too.
I think the Cowboys win this one. I'm kind of soured on the Packers after that loss to the Eagles.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Sunday night.
Here we go.
This is a big line. Indianapolis Colts at Kansas City Chiefs. The line is 11. What do you think, Toddy boy?
I'm not touching it, and it's not – it's a little bit of, a homer situation with me, but it's just that it's one of those games where I could see like the Chiefs winning by 3 for whatever reason. Their defense is bad. Mm-hmm. Now, I think Jacoby Brissett only gets better every week. So I think we're going, by the time the season's done, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. And I don't like to see him ever sliding backward.
Is Marlon Mack out?
Yeah, what's the injury front on the Colts?
He's questionable, right?
Darius Leonard, I saw his back at practice.
Yes.
Back?
It's tough to bet on this game right now, not knowing
what unknowns.
If T.Y. Hilton's playing or Marlon Mack is playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think it matters for the Chiefs if Tyreek Hill comes back. That's just a bonus for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. The minus 11 would scare me even if I was a Chiefs fan.
It's a lot of points.
I mean, the Colts take care of the ball very well.
Colts are not a bad team.
They're not a bad team. They're solid. I don't think they're going to win. I really don't think they're going to win. But I would be scared of
Arrowhead is tough to play in, especially on Sunday night.
Yeah.
So just that's one of those games you're going to have to look at the injury report before you do anything.
I'll throw a bet in probably about an hour before that game.
Well, yeah, it's Sunday night. I mean, you get this after the 4 o'clock games end. You take a look at your bankroll, and then you see what kind of risk you take on Sunday night.
Yeah,
Monday night game. Browns are going to San Francisco. It's an interesting game. Browns are +3.5. Because we don't know who the Niners are, I don't think, and I'm not sure we know who the Browns are either. And I'm going to say, I watched the last game, obviously all snaps that the 49ers did against the Steelers, and they did not look good at all.
Right.
If it wasn't for a James Conner fumble, they probably don't win that game. So I'm going to go with the Browns +3.5, who did look very, very good against the Ravens.
I'm with you there, Tony. I love that bet.
I'm going to go the other direction.
Okay,
I'm
buddy.
Taking San Francisco -3.5 just because they're coming off the bye week. And I know, especially with the team that relies on their defense. Like they have like the second best rated defense.
They have a very
right
good
now.
Pass rush, yes.
So I think that it really helps teams that are in that situation. And offensively, they're plenty sound. I just don't think that – I think what you're going to see is that extra time to watch why the Ravens pass – rush was not effective against the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be able to figure that out, and he's going to have to flush out of the pocket early in this game, and that's, as we all know, is usually not good for Baker.
No, it is very, very, very bad for Baker when he has pressure.
Yeah,
he leads the league in passes that have been tipped or batted down.
I lean the Browns just because I feel like they've found the play calling that they need. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just feed Chubb. Mayfield doesn't have to sling it. He just has to make the plays when he has to.
Okay. I hope they feed Chubb. I really do. I'm going Browns.
Awesome.
I'm going Browns +3.5. All right, so let's run through our NFL bets real quick. Do you have exactly like the bets that you are taking?
Yep.
Okay, so do I. I'm going Titans -3, Bears Raiders under, Jags +3.5, Patriots -15, Browns +3.5, and I'm right on the edge for Bucks +3.
Yeah,
we'll just that might be in there. We'll just say that.
All right,
Todd.
I like it. I have Seahawks -1.5.
Mm-hmm.
I have Titans -3. Mm-hmm. I have the under at 49, Atlanta at Houston, and I have Baltimore -3 at Pittsburgh, and
piece of shit.
I have the under at 43.5, the Giants and Vikings, and then I have San Francisco going way out on a limb on this one, but I got a feeling San Francisco -3.5.
Gumpy?
I got Seahawks money line tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I got Houston -4.
Mm-hmm.
I got Giants +5.5. New Orleans money line and Tennessee -3. And then the under Chargers Broncos.
Okay, so last week we all agreed on one bet. And that
I also
was...
had the Browns.
All right, dude, whatever. Last week we all agreed on one bet. And it was the New Orleans Saints plus the 3 there against at home against Dallas.
Lock.
And we all won.
Yeah,
lock.
We did, you're right.
There is one bet that we all agree on this week. It is Tennessee Titans -3.
Might as well fucking bet the farm on that one, boys.
So we'll see how that one does this week.
Go heavy, listeners.
Boys.
Go heavy.
Even though we all agreed that it might be a trap line. May or may not be a trap line. Do you boys have any other college picks for this week?
I do not.
Okay, Gumpy?
I like Cincinnati at home getting 4 points against UCF.
Yeah, Cincy just had a blowout win against a very, very, very good Marshall team. UCF got right against UConn, I believe, which everyone gets right against. This is a huge game for their conference.
I just love Cincy getting points at home.
That's a Friday nighter, right?
Yep.
You got anything else?
Auburn at Florida.
I can't wait to hear your pick here because I have a pick for this game.
Go ahead, Tom.
No, no, go ahead.
I like Auburn money line.
I'll get into it, but is that your last one?
I also took Michigan money line.
Did you?
Yeah.
Against Iowa.
Yeah, I think they turn it around.
That is a dangerous game to pick.
Very dangerous, but I.
Harbaugh loses, he might be hot. Maybe.
He might be.
I don't know. All right, so here's mine. I'll roll through these.
What's the reasoning on Florida, Tom?
Florida +3. Since had it in my head, definitely forgot his name. That's since right. their since Florida's starting quarterback got hurt.
Yeah.
Tall kid. Kind of a fro.
Yeah.
Franks. There it is. There it is. Came back to me.
Not bad.
The backup who's came in has had like 3 incompletions in 2 weeks. There is this havoc rating that I like to look up on the Action Network. Auburn's had 12 fumbles, I believe. So they're very low as far as being able to prevent havoc. And Florida is ranked very, very high as far as creating turnovers and stuff like that. I just think getting 3 points home in the swamp, I think it's gonna be very, very close. I'm not saying your money line's not gonna work out.
I love teams getting points at
home. I just like in the swamp.
Yeah.
Great atmosphere. True freshman for Auburn going in there. I like getting the points there.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say there. I like Illinois +14 against Minnesota. Minnesota is 4-0. Yes, correct. But in their first 3 wins, they were losing in the fourth quarter to no-name teams. And then they beat Purdue last week, who's absolutely god-awful this year, after Purdue's quarterback and then Moore got hurt.
Right.
So not a very impressive win there for Minnesota. So I'm going +14 Illinois coming off a bye. Let's see here. Oklahoma -33. Oklahoma has won their last 3 by 39, 34, and 56. And arguably against better teams than Kansas. So I'm going Oklahoma -33. Kansas is giving up over 200 yards rushing a game. Jalen Hurts may go for 900, maybe. I'm not sure. Oklahoma State -10 against Texas Tech. Oklahoma State has 1 loss this year, and it's by less than a touchdown to Texas. And Texas Tech stinks because they don't have their starting quarterback.
Yeah.
So that's my thinking there. And then Boise -22 against UNLV, who is also just god-awful. That's a lot of me betting against teams that I just don't think are good.
Hey, that sounds like a solid plan.
I don't like to go against winning teams. Or, sorry, I don't like to pick 4 winning teams.
Right.
Because there's always a letdown week for winning teams.
Yeah.
There's rarely an up week for losing teams.
That's correct, yeah.
So the winning teams, you know, they could have a down week. Mm-hmm. It could be a trap game. It could be they have a big game next week, something, blah, blah, blah. But losing teams are just always losing teams.
Yeah.
So I like to go against them here in my little college football world. And that's all I have to say about that.
That's great advice.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Winners win, Tony.
Winners win. Losers lose.
You got it, Paul.
Much more important. Do you guys have any thoughts on the Major League Baseball playoffs? I know Gumpy doesn't because he's scared, but... Todd, I mean, do you have any thoughts on the Major League Baseball playoffs? Just any leans or anything?
I do. I'm going to take the Braves first 5.
Oh!
-140.
First 5. Yes.
Just looking into it, the Cardinals are like 22nd ranked team during the regular season.
You don't like Mikolas? Left-handers.
And they're facing a good left-hander. The Braves are the 9th ranked team hitting against righties. They're facing Mikolas. So, I look for a little first 5 cover there.
How is Miklos starting game 1?
Great question, because it's not like they had to play a wild card game.
His stats.
Is it because they're on the road? So there's like,
I also don't know. I also don't know why Keuchel's starting game 1 for the Braves.
Okay, so this is the reasoning on that. Soroka's home and road numbers are so skewed to the road.
Okay, what about Tehran?
Tehran is going game 4, I believe. They got, I can't pronounce his name. It's the long Mike Fowenout is going game 2. I have no idea on that, but I know Soroka is starting game 3 because of his road splits. Or he's like under 2 ERA on the road all year.
I don't have anything for like game 1.
Mm-hmm.
Series wise though, I like the Braves just because I think they have much better pitching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like to think pitching wins in the playoffs.
I also like Patrick Corbin and the Nationals getting plus a half first five tonight. I don't know.
Are you surprised that fucking Walker Buehler's pitching over Ryu and Kershaw?
Yeah, very surprised.
I'm 100% with you. I so wanted to do it, but then just always in the back of my head, I'm like, it's the fucking Dodgers.
Yeah.
You throw anybody in.
Corbin has been, he started rough this year, but after the first couple weeks, he's been good.
Well, and then also the Dodgers, you never know when their bats are going to just
score 12. Corbin pitched for the Diamondbacks. He knows that Dodgers lineup as good as anybody. I guess you could say it the same way for the Dodgers hitters, but I just lean with Corbin and on the Nats here.
And then in the AL, Yankees and Astros. You think the Twins have a chance against the Yankees?
The Twins can hit. They can keep up with the Yankees.
I don't think so.
Hitting.
But there's one team that they have not been able to beat for a long time.
The Twins
Yankees.
Can't beat anybody in the playoffs. So it's not just the Yankees.
I think I'm excited for the Astros to meet the Yankees.
Yeah, I think it's going to be
And
fun,
the Astros are going to dominate them, I think.
I don't think there's anybody that can stop the Astros.
That rotation is just absurd.
It's sick. You were running through them the other day, Gump, and it was like, oh, crap.
Verlander,
how did you even manage
Verlander, Garrett
my
Cole.
My only worry is Greinke in the playoffs.
Greinke, and then who's lefty that they have?
Greinke gets his anxiety going in the playoffs. But, I mean, if you're running out Verlander,
but you don't have,
Cole.
You don't have anxiety when you're the fourth starter or third starter.
You shouldn't, no. I'm interested to see how the Rays do against the man. I mean, the Rays beat the A's. I mean,
yeah, they beat the A's.
Still, I don't know. The Rays have pieced it together all year somehow, some way. Like,
I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if they stole a game.
It's guaranteed
or two.
They get a game when big play Chuck Morton is
ball
on the mound.
Chucky
Other than that,
game?
Though, who knows? Do you want to call in an episode?
Yeah, I think we're good. I feel really good about our NFL bets.
Yeah, I do too.
If I have to give one piece of advice, it's like, if you have enough equity in your home to get a second mortgage, you put it on that game we all have in common. You go on the Titans, -3.
I don't know if you could say that, and we can't be held liable.
They don't have enough time between now and tonight to get a second mortgage anyway. But it sounds good.
I don't know. I've never been a homeowner. I have no idea how it works.
They're going to need at least a couple of days to process.
I'll probably find out pretty quick about that.
All right. So that's our show for today. As earlier, FanDuel.com/Mac could be $500 risk-free on your first bet. Believe the mobile wagering is coming here to Indiana in the next very soon. And then myaction.app/any of our names, Bubba Gumpino, Todd, and Diggs. And if you have any recommendations for the shows, tweet or DM at goodbetterbets, GOODBETTOR, bets. And I believe that's it. Anything else, boys?
Yeah.
Nope.
Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck.